Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Orthodoxy, the weekly radio program of the Greek Orthodox Metropolis of Boston, presented under the guidance and supervision of His Eminence Metropolitan Methodios. We are pleased to bring you commentaries of the Holy Gospel, as well as the interpretation of the dogma and tradition of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Your speaker this morning is Father Dionysios Koulianos. Today's Gospel reading, taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6 and verses 31 to 36, which will be read during the Divine Liturgy in all our churches today, we hear our Lord speak about the correct relationship that we need to have with our enemies. Usually, I give you a summary of the Gospel reading, but since this is a short passage, I find it more appropriate to read it in its totality. The Lord said, "As you wish that men will do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." My brothers and sisters in Christ, how beautiful was this Gospel reading! How great and applicable it is to our lives! In this Gospel reading, the Lord instructs us of the correct way to relate with the people we may consider our enemies. The first message is clear and direct: do unto others as you wish them to do to you. In the second message, He's telling us that loving those that loves us, doing good to those who do good to us, and giving to those from whom we hope to receive something in return will give us no credit, since even sinners do the same. What the Lord instructs us is to give love, to do good, and to give to others, not when we already know the outcome, but rather to do so unconditionally. His message is loud and clear. We are to love everyone, even our enemies, to do good, give, and expect nothing in return. Can we understand Christ's words? We are to love everyone, even our enemies, to do good, give, and expect nothing in return. We are to love those who hate us. We are to do good to those who hate us. We are to give to those who hate us. When we do this, our reward will be great from our Father in heaven, who is kind even to the ungrateful and the selfish, who always remembers to be merciful to all of us. My brothers and sisters in Christ, that is not an easy task. It is not easy to love someone that hurts us, or someone who doesn't love us back. But the Lord has promised that our reward for doing this will be awaiting us in heaven. We need to be merciful to one another, as our Father is merciful to us when we ask His forgiveness. Mercy and forgiveness are attributes of good Christian. A Christian who remembers that actions speak louder than words, knows that mercy and forgiveness without conditions should be given even to those that we consider enemies, because judgment only comes from our Lord, who is in heaven, watching over us and knowing everything that happens in our lives. Forgive others, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and ask the Lord to be merciful to those that hurt us. Love without conditions, as our Lord loves us all and forgive our iniquities and transgressions. we are to love everyone, even our enemies, to do good, give and expect nothing in return. When we do that, our reward will be in heaven from our eternal and merciful Father who loves us all. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we close our program this morning with the blessings and best wishes of His Eminence Metropolitan Methodios. On behalf of His Eminence, this is Father Dionysios Koulianos with a fervent prayer that the coming week will be filled with good health and a spiritual joy for you and your family, and may the good Lord bless you all abundantly.